Just around the corner, the Wilson Security Sandown 500 returns to win, live and free. Teams and drivers are preparing for the highly anticipated first round of the Pertec Enduro Cup. 10 Sports' Matt White leads the commentary team alongside former driver and expert commentator Mark Larkham and current Nissan Motorsports Supercars driver Rick Kelly and reporter Kate Peck. And we've got the lovely Kate on the Dog and Bone. Very good morning to you, Kate. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you for joining us here this morning. I mean, you're a superstar, you're a model, you're a VJ on MTV, and of course a reporter for the supercars. Where does the interest come from in regards to the supercars? You're a bit of a rev head or what?
I am. I actually call myself a petrolette. It's slightly more sophisticated than rev head. but my love for engines started because my dad rides around the world every year on his motorcycle. So I learned to ride a motorbike and then got obsessed with Formula One. And then it just seems the natural flow on is to become then obsessed with supercars and managing to get a job that is basically my dream job, where I get to hang out with cars and engines and motorcycles on most days, is kind of pretty cool.
Very, very cool. There's no doubt about that. Young gun Scott McLaughlin holds a slender 12-point lead from six-time champion Jamie Wincup heading into this weekend's opening enduro event. It's a tough competition, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is such a tough competition. I mean, I think my favourite going into this weekend is going to be Wincup. He'll be driving with Paul Dumbrell. Wincup's had such a great run at Sandown, and he's super dedicated to this title fight. As he said, he's only 4 points behind Scotty McLaughlin. And Dumbrell is a kick-ass sidekick, but I reckon Scotty's also got a really good chance. He's got a great co-driver, Alex Premat. And he's proven his speed this year. He is just so fast. He's achieved above and beyond. So I think it's going to be pretty juicy.
Very juicy, and we love it juicy. This year is the 48th time Sandown Raceway has hosted an Australian touring car and supercars event. Supercars will be celebrating this by promoting the Wilson Security Sandown 500 as a retro round, bringing back the look and feel of the touring car eras of the 1960s, 70s and 80s. How cool is that going to be?
Oh, so good. So good seeing those colours.
Yeah.
And, oh, the branding. And it's cool. And everybody gets dressed up and puts in such an effort. And you know what it's like going to a fancy dress party when you kind of like before, oh, so can't be bothered. But then you get there and everybody's wearing their best get up and you're like, this is a good time.
How are the local boys going to go from Mildura? People like, you know, Todd Kelly, Cameron Waters, those sort of people. How are they going to go over the weekend?
Look, you know what? Todd Kelly, the Kelly brothers, they put in a pretty good fight every week. I mean, they often have problems, engine problems, car problems, but I think they're just good, consistent drivers. You know, they've got the skill, they've got the racecraft. They just have to get the cars to where they need them to be, and they could be winning some rounds.
Yeah, fantastic. We're a superstar and we love you. You do a fantastic job, and thank you so much for joining us this morning there, Kate.
Cheers. Thanks so much for having me. I hope you're tuning in this weekend on Win and Channel 10, wherever you're watching.